Introduction, What is Brand? Secrets Revealed, Part 2, Brand Connections. In Part 1, we pulled back the curtain on the mystery of branding, revealing that it's not your logo, color scheme, or website design. A brand lives in the customer's subconscious as neural connections to all the feel-good experiences they've had with the brand. We are not always aware of these memories, but nevertheless, they are very active in influencing our cognitive decision-making. In this article, we delve even deeper, giving you more insight to help you market your products with a brand advantage. Connections do not have the same impact. What we didn't say in Part 1 is that those connections do not carry the same neural weight, Figure 2. For some, the inspiration of decor is important. For others, it's the taste of the cinnamon rolls. For me, it's the safety of clean bathrooms. This becomes important when the experiences turn bad. Connections to bad experiences are brand killers. Your brand's physical connections to your customer are also called touch points. Cinnamon rolls, bathrooms, coffee, advertising, music, and decor can all be considered good touch points. What if you had a bad experience at any of the touch points? Product returns, poor customer service, or even dirty bathrooms. These are accentuated several fold. It's something we call negative bias, a tendency to focus on the negative more than the positive. Negative connections can carry more weight and can impact whether they choose your brand or not. That's why companies take great care to maintain the integrity of all touch points. Connections influence intuitive decision making. In Daniel Kahneman's book, Thinking Fast and Slow, he differentiates how we make decisions. System 1, fast, irrational, instinctive decisions based on emotions. System 2, slow, rational, deliberate decisions based on research and facts. For better or worse, irrational decision-making far exceeds the rational ones. It is convenient, efficient, and uses less energy. Irrational decisions are influenced by the neural connections and memories in our subconscious, encouraging us to make those gut feel or impulsive purchasing choices. This is why companies should nurture these brand connections to summon an instinctive, automatic decision to use your products or services. That is the ultimate advantage of a brand. The six primal forces drive connections. In another book, Unconscious Branding, Douglas Van Praat notes the six S's that describe the biological and emotional needs of humans: safety, security, sustenance, sex, status, survival. These are all primitive, instinctive forces of evolution that drive human behavior and allowed our primitive ancestors to survive and thrive. They are also impactful as part of brand experiences. We can see this with someone walking into a meeting with a Starbucks cup as a status symbol, compared to everyone else who has convenience store coffees at half the price. Emotional triggers strengthen connections. We already talked about how connections to experiences are strengthened with emotional responses. In Figure 6, we list some other emotional triggers that can be used in branding. For example, Starbucks baristas will write your name on a cup and call you by name when your coffee is ready, a feeling of belonging. Also, emotional triggers don't always have to be positive, as our brains are stimulated by them, good or bad. For example, sadness associated with nostalgia can be used as a powerful emotional trigger, connecting with values. We also connect with and purchase brands from companies who share similar values: Patagonia, conservation, earth-friendly, sustainable materials; Tom's Shoes, one for one, buy a pair, donate a pair to needy children; Warby Parker glasses, buy a pair, donate a pair; Starbucks, ethically sourced coffee from sustainable coffee organizations. In the case of Tom's Shoes, they made their fortune simply because of their philanthropic, empathetic brand, as did Warby Parker glasses. Solving problems, filling needs, builds solid connections. Anytime you can solve a problem or fill a need for a customer, it's a powerful emotional trigger, invoking confidence and trust with your brand, in addition to experiencing a sense of achievement. As obvious as this concept may sound, it's easy to lose this focus. Marketers will list features and specs, trying to persuade customers to buy product. On the other hand, brand. Marketers use the brand story strategy. In short, they don't really sell products, they solve problems. Consistency. Familiarity is a strong brand connector. There's no place like home. Brands that feel familiar trigger emotional comfort and build trust. Starbucks excels here. Store layout. Whether in Seattle or Singapore, the store layout feels familiar. Warm lighting, curved counters, cozy corners. Menu uniformity. Customers know their go-to drink will taste the same every time. Brand voice. From signage to app notifications, the tone is friendly, human, and inviting. Consistency cultivates brand reliability, a subtle but powerful signal that says, we're always here for you. Differentiation and identity. While consistency builds comfort, differentiation makes you memorable. This is called brand identity. There are many ways to set your brand apart: product features, product quality, customer service, warranty, etc. However, as most products mature and reach commodity status, it's hard to differentiate yourself from the other brands, and the intangibles become more important. As we mentioned, Tom's Shoes donated a pair of shoes for needy children for every shoe sold. That's what set them apart as an empathetic, caring shoe seller. And even if 100 shoe companies followed suit, Tom's would still enjoy the status of a first-mover brand. Starbucks had been a first mover of the coffee experience, a third place where you can meet friends, read a book, and even get some work done. The four senses, immersive brand experience, brands speak louder when they stimulate our four senses. Starbucks orchestrates an almost theatrical experience. Sense, Starbucks application site, Italian-inspired decor, warm tones. Smell, signature coffee roast aroma. Taste, flavored drinks, pastries, seasonal blends. Sound, soft jazz, espresso machines humming away. This multi-sensory strategy turns a cup of coffee into a coffee experience, and that buys more connections. Mission statement, the soul of your brand. Your mission statement is the brand's North Star. It sets the tone for the culture of a company, its characteristics, behaviors, and values. This is the point where brand alignment cascades from and guides staff in their daily work. It's not something they think about every day, but it's tucked into their subconscious, just like brand connections, and it influences their decisions and actions in their work. Starbucks' mission, to inspire and nurture the human spirit, one person, one cup, and one neighborhood at a time. Why it works, emotionally resonant, focuses on human connection, not just caffeine. Universally applicable, relevant whether you're serving a student, a traveler, or a business exec. Actionable. It guides everything from hiring practices to store ambiance. Brand strategy. Establishing brand connections. As you've seen, there are many ways to build those neural brand connections in the customer's subconscious mind. You'll find that there are some overlap between the connection concepts we presented, but it should give you a good framework to start on your brand strategy. And make sure you have a solid mission statement before anything else. It will set the tone and give you perspective as you build your brand. Below, we summarize how the Starbucks brand strategy. Conclusion, the secrets to branding. We reviewed from part one that brand is all the neural connections to the feel-good experiences and memories. They live in our subconscious mind and influence a go or no-go decision to use our products or services. In this part two, we explain that all those connections are part of the instinctive, spontaneous decisions to choose a brand, which is the ultimate goal of branding. Then we detailed all the aspects of establishing those connections: touchpoints, negative bias, six primal forces, four senses, emotional triggers, differentiation, etc. This understanding of building connections gives brand marketers a good framework to start establishing a brand strategy.